What is going on, Not Your Final Destination listeners? I am your gracious host, Felix Diaz, and welcome back to another podcast on Not Your Final Destination. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by the Waves of Paradise YouTube channel. Are you looking to fall asleep quick? Are you looking to relax or study? Head over to youtube.com/thewavesofparadise to relax and get the sleep you deserve. What is going on, guys? A new episode. I'm in the car, so obviously if you hear some background noise, I do apologize. Man, what an incredible weekend I have just come off of, and today is Monday. It's late, and I'm actually on a Target car run to get my wife some things, and I thought, you know what? What not better time than a podcast? So this episode is going to be titled Fears versus Reality, right? So fears versus reality. So in my life, I feel like I'm in a cloudy season. And remember when I told you guys that I was going to share these episodes with you guys in this podcast, the good, bad, and the ugly of my life, the good, bad, and ugly of personal development, the good, bad, the ugly of just self-awareness. So in my life, I feel like I'm in a cloud. I feel like there's certain things that I am not 100% satisfied with. One being my work-life balance and my performance that I know I am capable of doing. And I don't know what I need to do to become less fearless and accept the reality that I am destined to do incredible things in this world, and so are you guys. So I don't want to make this about me, but I think a lot of times we get discouraged or we fall into these bad habits of, well, I'm just not good enough, or oh, I can't do this because I'm afraid. And the reality is that we do have every ability and every right to feel the fear, but we can't let that fear overtake the reality of life. And I know this is going to sound super weird, but you know, as this podcast continues to grow and more lives are impacted and more people reach out to me and more people tune in, I want there to be boundaries that you set for yourself, right? Like where you say to yourself, I'm not going to let this thing that I am super terrified of predict or determine the outcome of my life. I want you to live in your own reality, but I want that reality to be a reality where you see yourself living your life to the fullest, whether it's being a better mother, being a better father, being a better husband, being a better coworker, being a better supervisor. You know, I'm just dealing with a lot of feelings, and I'm thinking about, you know, my own development and growth within my own company that I work for. And sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm rocking on all angles, like, you know, communication, development, work ethic, punctuality, you know. And then I fall into these things that I can't control, whether it's a dentist appointment or, you know, missing a meeting or maybe not connecting 100% with a member of my team, you know, or my wife, or not being the best father, you know, that day or a couple of days. And I become fearful of if I fall into these bad habits that my reality is going to turn into those things, you know, that I am a bad father, that I am not a hard worker. And man, the mind is such a powerful thing. And I think for me, as I get older, I'm starting to develop this, you know, I'd rather set the expectation and the reality up front rather than ask for forgiveness later and say, oh, well, I'm sorry I thought, or oh, I'm sorry this didn't work out because of this. Like, no, I want to make sure that when we step into a room or we're at an event or we are, you know, living our lives with purpose, living our lives without being fearful of, you know, making those mistakes that are going to happen in our lives, you know. And I was feeling a certain type of way, and I don't want to share too much of the information because I don't want to give out names or anything like that, but like I was in a situation where, you know, I was being talked to, and I'm going to use the words fearless feedback. They were giving me fearless feedback, and I was just kind of like trying to soak it all in. I wasn't afraid of the outcome. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't being fearful. I wasn't being afraid. I just like wanted to sit on the information, right? And I wanted to really understand why this was being brought up and who might have said what they said. And, you know, during that time, I took a day to really analyze and think about all the things that were being said. And I took, you know, I think it takes a lot of courage, and I think it takes a lot of, you know, self, I want to say not self-control, but what's a good word for this? Like it takes self-development. Like it takes you to be at this different level of saying, hey, you know what? You're right. I wasn't right there. And I was letting my feelings dictate the conversation. I was letting my feelings be the reason I'm feeling this way. And I looked at him, and you know, or not looked at him, but I told him, I said, hey, I'm accept reality. I messed up. I dropped the ball. But the beautiful part about it is that you get a second chance, and you get to learn from all those things, right? Like you get to develop yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen again because I know I'm better than that. So the whole purpose of this episode is to drop the fears, become more confident within yourself, and at the end of the day, know that you are alive with a purpose. And I truly believe that the moment that you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything you set your heart to. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of, you know, Not Your Final Destination, the podcast that it's almost at 90,000 streams. And I want to say thank you to every single listener that tunes in. So I haven't done this in a long time, but I want to leave you guys with a prayer. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everyone that continues to tune into this podcast. I ask you that you put your hand on their heart and that you guide them to a place of comfort where you will show them that they are capable, because they have such purpose in their lives, that you will guide them to a place of peace. Heavenly Father, I am grateful for you that you give me the opportunity and the mind that you gave me to be able to speak on the subjects that are hard for others, but for you, Lord, nothing is impossible. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I'm Felix Diaz, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.